Well, welcome back to another episode of the TagCast. I am one of your hosts, Fenrir765, and I am joined by the just studly of studliest men out there. So studly that he makes the Borderland movie look wonderful. Looks amazing.
Well played. Well played.
It's been a month. It's been a month since we've recorded. What do you expect from me? I had to do it. Had to get in there pretty quickly with it.
That's what she said.
Life's been busy for me, man. I've barely had time to turn on my Xbox or play any games. Hell, I can't even play games on the toilet when I take a dump anymore. I'm constantly reading and writing papers, and it is life for me now. So how are you? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, sir.
That's good. That's good to hear. Life's keeping you busy? People need help?
Oh, yeah.
Training, lifting weights, getting stronger?
Always. Always. All yeah, right. That's good. Busy.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just get into it, man? Tell me what you've been playing, because I'm just going to live through your video game time right now.
Well, I did get some Titanfall 2 with you and some other people recently.
Yeah.
That's been fun. They finally fixed the servers, and it's nice to go back and play that game. And it's interesting because I feel like that game was definitely ahead of its time. It did so many things that a bunch of these games are just barely now catching up on. And
truth.
It still feels really good.
And it looks good for a Source Engine game.
Yeah, it does. It looks really nice. And it's funny, there's a lot of traction gaining on the Titanfall Reddit, where people have put together all these crazy conspiracies that there's somehow going to be a Titanfall 3 announced any day now. It's every day there's another crazy post. Because Respawn has added some different things to the playlist that kind of hint at something going on.
Well, they've been putting things in the code for Apex, right? Like, that's been the...
Yeah, there was that code that had the in binary in the release. It was the release dates for Titanfall 1, Titanfall 2, and Apex, and there were three codes for their three games. There was a bunch of other crazy stuff, and they added a new mode on Titanfall that had three question marks, and like, it's just been an interesting saga. I've also actually been playing some Halo Infinite PvP. It's actually kind of good now, and I'm sad that it took them 2 years to get it to this point, but now it's actually kind of fun. They had that cool samurai theme challenged, and then getting to play some Husky Raid. It just sucks that it took them this long, because I think the player base would be twice as big had they not driven so many people off early on.
Didn't they have, like, last week a kind of a crazier version of Husky Raid? Like a more all-out?
I did not play it. I think B-Daddy and Anthem got to try that one out. Yeah, I didn't get to check that one out. The new season of Modern Warfare 2 dropped, and it's a Spawn, the comic book character theme season, and it's super fun. And it's leading up to the big Halloween event, and I've been geeking out on that with McSwitch and crew. And then I've been slowly working my way through Starfield. I don't know how I feel about that game. I like the game, but I don't love it. There are moments where it's really like, wow, this is really cool. And then there are lots of moments where it's like, well, all right, I gotta do this and fetch this quest and go through six loading screens and get to this. It's not as seamless as other Bethesda games. There's a lot of loading in between flying to a different place, a different planet, a different port, a different docking station. And it's got a lot of Bethesda clunkiness that hopefully will be sorted out. I know there's already modders that have already fixed a ton of issues on PC, but if you're playing on Xbox, well, you don't have access to any of that stuff. So,
mod support's good, supposed to come, great. Right?
Yeah, but they'll never have all the mods that the PC one
true.
Has.
That's true.
So,
well, I've seen a lot of tweets recently that people are now starting to finally get through the end part of the game, and they've done a lot of the side quests, and it seems like the first, I don't know, quarter to half is kind of tough sledding in terms of, like, you might slog through some things.
It's kind of a slow, it's a slow burn at first, for sure.
Yeah, but people said that they've really enjoyed how it picks up towards the last half through the end of the game, and the new game plus apparently is worth it in a way. I don't know. Like, I know nothing of Starfield, so I just keep seeing things, and if I see anybody talk about anything beyond, like, just general overview kind of things, I just keep moving. Like, I don't want to have anything spoiled, because right. Eventually I'll get to it, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So
you might be better off waiting for one of those big updated patches that's going to improve a lot of the quality of life of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% fair, but I'm here for people to share their viewpoints on it, because, hey, that's the benefit of where we are in today's society. Everybody can have an opinion. Just like you say, don't shit on people's pizza, right?
That's very true.
Well, all right, man. I've gotten some game time in the last, I think the last time I turned my Xbox on was I played Titanfall 2 with you, what, over a week ago now?
That was like a week or so ago, yeah.
Yeah. I played a little bit of Titanfall 2, like I said, like you said, and I said, the game still just hits. You're right, it was ahead of its time, and it's a shame we haven't gotten anything new since then. But I also kind of worry that if we get something new, they'll find a way to fuck it up, right? But since the last time we recorded, I've played some more Hunt. They have a new event dropping this week, which I'm excited about. They're going to set the whole map on fire, and I've heard that's really cool because they've done it before, so I can't wait to jump into that. And then a little bit more Remnant 2, doing some rerolls, trying to find some archons or archetypes to unlock and play through, because that's kind of the, you know, like Diablo was chasing loot, Borderlands was chasing loot and finding all those things, where in Remnant it's kind of chasing these different archetypes that allow you to have different abilities, different skills, and you have to find them and unlock them, and you can kind of equip them and change them out as you play through the game, which is kind of fun. But anyways, then I've put a couple hours into Liza P, and I've been really enjoyed it. I can't wait to get back to it. It plays exactly the way I want it to play. I'm having fun with it. It's very Bloodborne-esque from what people have told me. So that's exciting, since I have not had a chance to play Bloodborne, as that's a PlayStation game. So hopefully one day I'll get a chance to dive into that. So, all right, sir. I didn't put together a lot of notes this week, as I wasn't sure if we'd be able to record, but here we are talking and chatting video games. So the last month has been a crazy busy month, and I didn't really want to dig all the way back to when we last recorded and find news stories, because we'd be here for ages, because you know, there's a lot of wild things. We thought the Activision Blizzard thing was over, but apparently it might not be over. Saw a report out there that the FTC is thinking about reviving its case against them, and
yeah, I saw that too. But it sounds like they have no grounds to be able to do it, according to a lot of stuff I was reading. We'll see.
They may not have grounds, happens, but they can just be a nuisance, right?
I just need it to be over. Can it just be over already? I just need it to be over.
The FTC is also suing Amazon too, so there's that as well. You know, so there's that. I saw the whole Microsoft leak thing, which really wasn't a leak. It was just the fact that they didn't, what is that, censor things?
It turned into a leak. Yeah, it turned into a leak.
Somebody didn't do their job.
See what the fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fallout from that could be very interesting, because basically that just gave their competitors a preview of what they were doing, and everybody can kind of plan ahead from there.
Well, how much did you dig through that? Because I didn't see a ton of stuff that jumped out as, you know, oh my God, that's that's a game changing kind of thing. That, you know, there's a slim version of the Series X coming. That's a very more rounded shape, right? They listed a whole bunch of Bethesda studio games that may or may not come out in the foreseeable future, but obviously those timelines were way off because they had Elder Scrolls coming out at some time recently.
That's outdated data for sure.
Yeah,
there were certain things in there, like the Fallout 3 remaster.
Okay.
That's a leak. Oblivion remaster, that's a leak. That updated Xbox was a leak. Possible new Doom game, that was a leak. There was one other big one in there. I mean, Starfield was obviously from a timeline of a possibly a pre-COVID timeline where it was supposed to be out much earlier. But yeah, I just mean like that's information that wasn't publicly known at all until that happened.
Which, speaking of that, those two remasters that were mentioned, do you have any desire for a remaster of either of those games?
I would play Fallout 3. That's my favorite Fallout game. I would totally play that one again. Oblivion, I don't know. I liked that one, but I didn't love, like, Fallout 3 I loved. I would play a full-on, like, nice-looking remaster in a heartbeat.
See, that's where I'm kind of, you know, on the fence. Like, a straight-up remake, if they just, you know, fix some of the frame rates and, you know, put prettier graphics on it and cleaned everything up, I'd be tempted to play it. But if they kind of did a remake where they just rebuilt the game, not saying they have to change the stories or the mechanics necessarily, but if they just kind of rebuilt the game and modernized it slightly, then I'd be more inclined to play those games. But just a reskin to make it look pretty, I don't know. It's not as interesting to me. Maybe Oblivion, because that game I don't really remember finishing, even though I really enjoy The Elder Scrolls. So, I don't know. They weren't
Fallout 3 is my favorite of the Bethesda Fallout games, so I would definitely
Game. I love that game. It was wonderful. Some of the DLC in that game was amazing.
Mine glitched out on the UFO DLC.
Oh, Mothership Zeta?
That's what I was doing at the end, and then my game totally glitched and crashed, and I got stuck in a weird infinite crash loop.
Oh, dang.
That's all. So I just kind of was like, well, I'm done with this. But I had beat all the other DLC, and I had just started that one. I did some cheeky thing on the UFO ship and caused that to happen. Not on purpose, it just happened.
Oh man, that was a fun DLC. And they had the pit where they just brought that back in Fallout 76, if I remember correctly. I haven't played much of it, but I know that they added the pit back into the world of Fallout 76, which is pretty cool. And yeah, Fallout 3 was a fantastic game. I really enjoyed it. You know, I remember seeing VATS for the first time, thinking this was the coolest thing ever. And then
it's pretty cool.
And then they just kind of went a little too heavy-handed with it, especially in Fallout 4. They could have probably improved their gunplay a little bit. So, you know, I guess one of the things I'm saying is, like, maybe if they gave the gunplay from Starfield that everybody keeps saying is a lot better in the Fallout 3, I'd be on board with it, right?
Like real time. Yeah, there's certain things about VATS that were cool, though. I liked getting those critical headshots. And like, if you knew how to spec out your VATS points to get those, like getting constant headshots on monsters or people was just, you know.
It was kind of cheap, though. If you had a pretty strong shotgun and you just ran up to the enemy and you just hit your VATS immediately, point blank range, headshot, boom, dead, right? So you could cheese it if you wanted to, but it just made it kind of fun in a way. Like, I remember just running into Super Mutant after Super Mutant, and that's how I dealt with them. early on in the game was, let me get out my Lincoln shotgun, because what was the name of that shotgun? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you found this shotgun in it.
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that game was great. Alrighty. Well, so, yeah, there was the Xbox leak with the FTC talking about, hey, we're going to go after them. Then Sony got hacked, right? And
yeah, it seems like that's been the hacking group that bragged about that. Talked a big game. I looked at some stories, and it looks like it's relatively minor and or old, outdated information. Okay. They don't really get anything serious.
They were bragging that they had access to everything, right?
Yeah.
All right, so there's that. So change your passwords just in case, right?
Yeah, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of rumors about Nintendo's next hardware, Switch 2, whatever it is. Rumors that it's just as powerful as the Series S, which sounds viable. Rumors that it's more powerful than that. I find that hard to believe. A lot of rumors that it will be backwards compatible. I think that would be in their best interests. But we all know Nintendo, they play their own game. They won't show us anything probably until
the day before it comes out.
February. No, it'll be February, March next year. They're going to want to try and sell through all the current Switches that are out in stores and on the assembly lines, right? They're going to want to have one big last holiday for the original Switch and with their new Mario game. And then they'll show us the new one. But yeah, it's time. Their machine really is showing its age.
I've decided that when they announce the Switch 2, I'm going to do everything in my power to get one and have it ready for my daughter. So, because she's getting really into playing games. And
dude, if that thing is backwards compatible, and if they do something like the Series X, where if I can play like Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, but at 60 frames a second, I'm going to be so excited because that would be awesome.
That'd be real dope to get in there. And I don't know if I will do much with the Switch, but I do know that it would be nice to give her something that she can handle, because I feel like Nintendo has a lot more games that are up her speed right now than obviously the Xbox.
Well, and it's funny you say that. My kids, you know, they bought the Switch in 2020, so it's 3 years later, and now my son's talking about he wants an Xbox. I'm like, well, here we go.
It's just a matter of time before they become real gamers, right? You know, no more kid games on the Switch.
Certain games don't come out. I mean, there's so many great games on the Switch, but there's certain games that are only on the newer advanced hardware.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. The iPhone 15 Pro just came out, and there's all this like hype about how it can play Resident Evil 2 Remake. You know, it can play Call of Duty Mobile.
That's crazy.
Like,
the new Warzone mobile.
Yeah, the Warzone, and it looks pretty dang good for a mobile game, right? But what was the other game that they said that they could play on it? I feel like there was a Ubisoft game that they were touting as well. By the way, it's just insane to think that they have all this stuff coming out with these phones that could play these actually pretty graphically intense games somehow and look pretty good and run pretty smooth. And I mean, time will tell like how legit these things will be and what, you know, how far the technology will be able to take you in that. But I mean, it's wild that these phones are getting more and more powerful by the year, obviously. But I mean, I just remember, you know, playing that Snake game on the Nokia.
Right, on the brick.
Yeah, so that was
for a brick, he flew pretty good.
Yeah, I saw a thing about it the other day. It's like, I feel bad for the person who invented the case for those Nokia bricks, and then somebody responded with, it wasn't for the phone, it was for the ground.
And it was for the floor. Yeah,
it's like, that's true. So, anyways, Yeah, so yeah, there's been a ton of news stories. There's a lot of games coming out or had came out since we last talked. There's it's just been thing after thing after thing, and we're just in the busiest time of the year, and we talked about back in what July or June that 2023 may go down as one of the greatest years in video game history, and I think it is proving a point.
Especially with like high quality, not only a quantity of game releases, but a high amount of really quality games.
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of a fallout of the pandemic years where a lot of stuff got pushed back, delayed, retooled, development teams were separated, you know, and then when stuff got sort of back to normal, you know, it took them that extra time that they lost to get the game back out or to improve the game. And that also coincided with a whole generation of consoles that, I mean, the Series X and the PS5 came out in 2020 during the craziness. So we literally lost a year of development time for those machines. And if you remember mostly the first year, both of those machines, that from fall 2020 to fall 2021, we basically got cross-gen games. It carried on
through 2022.
We started to finally see some in 2022, but for the whole first year was all basically, it was a PS4 or Xbox One game with some fancier stuff in the cross-gen edition, yeah. But not much. Like Cold War had 120 frame option or ray trace shadows. That was the main difference over Cold War on PS4 and Xbox One to Series X and PS5. Right? There wasn't a huge difference. It's pretty cool. Now we're starting to see games that are really pushing the new machines to where they look impressive. Like Forza drops, early release drops Friday for Forza Motorsport, and that probably looks like one of the most technically impressive Series X games.
Yeah, I am excited to see people, I guess reviews drop tomorrow for it, so I'm excited to see what people are saying about that game, because I mean Microsoft is hanging on every whim right now with Forza because it's supposed to be the technical masterpiece, if you will, or technical showcase of the Xbox Series consoles. So yeah, I mean, I think you exactly are right that a lot of this year is just the carryover of the development cycles being delayed and the challenges of all that to pushing games back and back and back, and now here we are. That's just all released games, and now you see game companies also saying like, hey, you know what, we're gonna move ours to next year in 2024 because there's too many games coming out and too many really good games coming out that we don't want to try to get lost in their wake. So I do wonder, will 2024 be a letdown? Will there be a hangover effect of this year in video games? Or will enough developers have pushed out of 2023 because of how stacked 2023 is that 2024 will also be stacked? And we will continue to have this problem of too many good games to play. Because, quite frankly, it's a real problem. We have too many good games to play. And there's only so much time that all of us can devote to video games. So, speaking of that, Hop, tell me what is coming out this month. Because, you know,
it's quite a bit. I actually trimmed down. I took some stuff out that I was like, awesome. Yeah, nobody's going to need to worry about that.
Let's do it.
So we finally get Warhammer 40,000 Darktide on Game Pass today for Xbox Series X and Series S. It was supposed to be the 4th, but it's out now.
Oh, is it really?
If you have an Xbox and you have Game Pass, you can download it right now. It's like, I just downloaded it. It was like 52 gigabytes or something.
All right.
October 5th, Assassin's Creed Mirage, PC, PlayStation, Xbox. Supposed to be kind of back to a more classic Assassin's Creed kind of formula. We'll see.
Smaller too.
I like that series. Yeah, I like that series. I have not played Valhalla. I loved Origins. I got burned out on Odyssey, and we'll see. I mean, I'm not in any hurry, but I'll give it a chance if it shows up on Game Pass. I know it's on Ubu Plus starting October 5th, Thursday. Detective Pikachu returns on Nintendo Switch October 6th. The much long anticipated, if you're a child, port of Roblox hits the PlayStation October 10th.
Yeah.
That's been a long time coming. It's been on Xbox for years. That's one of the games that my son wants Xbox for because he plays it on PC, but he was telling me about all what he can do on Xbox. It's different and how he's going to get me to play as well. I just said, okay. We'll see. October 10th is the everybody release for Forza Motorsport for PC and Xbox. But if you have early access, that's actually going to be, I think, midnight Eastern October 5th. Or midnight Eastern October 6th, which would be October 5th, 9 p.m. for me. Lords of the Fallen, PC, PS5, Xbox, October 13th. Sonic Superstars. I know my son and I were kind of looking at that one. That one looks cool. That's on all platforms, October 17th. The same day, I know you were excited about this game, Wizard with a Gun.
Yes.
That's coming out on all platforms also. Endless Dungeon, PC, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, October 19th. Same day, Gargoyles Remastered. I believe that was a Sega Genesis and or Super Nintendo game. Remastered PC, PlayStation, Switch, and Xbox. The big one for PlayStation this fall, October 20th. I'm going to try and wait for a sale. Try to not read any spoilers. Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Goddamn Insomniac makes some good games, dude. After playing those first two, I really just want to buy that day one, but I'm going to try and wait a little bit.
So stay off the internet, man.
Not because
just stay off the internet.
I can't buy it, but because I just played those other two, I kind of want to space out my time before I play another Spider-Man game, especially one that looks as good as that does. Yeah, I will be staying. I already unsubscribed from the PlayStation Spider-Man Reddit so that I'm not going to be tempted. The same day on Nintendo Switch, Super Mario Brothers Wonder drops, which is going to be probably the last super big Switch release this year as far as a new game, other than I think we're going to get Super Mario RPG also. October 24th, Lord of Rings Return to Moria. I think this is like an MMO. It's PC and PS5 only, according to this release. City Skyline 2, PC, PlayStation, and Xbox, October 24th. Just Dance 2024, that's on Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox, October 23rd. Metal Gear Solid, the Master Collection, Volume 1. I was excited about this, but now I'm not. That's going to be on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. They're just really substandard ports. I will probably grab that when it goes on a deep, deep sale because there are some extras that look cool. But the fact that Metal Gear Solid 1 only runs at 30 frames at 720 is pretty crappy.
You know, I've been tempted by this because I never, outside of playing Metal Gear Solid 1 on a handful of occasions, but not really making it too far into it, I kind of want to get it to play through the whole collection, but also, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I have time for it. So. See,
I own the 360 collection that runs on Series X at 4K 60 of Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3. And it also has the Japanese PC ports of the original Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2. So really the only game on that collection that I need is Metal Gear Solid 1. Which runs at 30 frames a second. So I can wait for that to go on a cheap, cheap, cheap sale before I pull a trigger on that one. Yeah. I was kind of let down by this whole collection. Anyway, moving on. Ghost Runner 2, PC, PS5, Xbox, October 26th. That's coming right on the heels of Xbox finally getting Ghost Runner 1. So You could probably wait for a sale if you're not in a big hurry. Alan Wake 2, October 27th, PC, PS5, Xbox Series consoles, and the same day, UFC 5 for PS5 and Xbox Series consoles. That kind of ends out the month of October. And
Well,
then we're only ramping into the craziness of November and December.
no, I December doesn't seem like it has a lot right now. Like there's some, but
Yeah, they
not a
usually
lot.
push everything
Yeah.
November, right, so that it's in stores for the December shopping for the holidays. Yeah.
So, yeah, either way, it's still a
It's a
ridiculous.
stacked
Yeah.
month for gamers, and I think no November's going to be another stacked month too, so.
Yeah, lots of good stuff still to come, that's for sure. I even know how to find the time right now, but I hope that I can get to a couple of those on the list. I mean, obviously Lords of the Fallen, another Dark Souls-esque game for me. The Warhammer Darktide, I definitely want to get in some of that with you guys. And Alan Wake 2 is on my list of things to keep a lookout for. It may be a later down the list kind of thing for me, but I love the first one a lot. So I would love to get back into that crazy wild world from Remedy because they're fantastic storytellers. So, alrighty, man. You mentioned earlier in the show we try to get together on Thursday nights for Halo night. We have a small group, but we like to still get out there and test the waters of Halo Infinite, and maybe might throw in some Halo 5 or maybe MCC down the line. But come join us on Halo Nights, Thursday nights. You're definitely the first Thursday of the month, so I'll be there this Thursday playing. But I know that B Daddy and Anthem and you and I've been making it a regular occurrence lately, right? So
Sithy's shown up a couple times.
what? Sith came?
Yeah,
Oh,
Sith came, yeah.
he must be just trying to avoid me. That's it. I'm gonna have to have some words with that Canadian. All right, so there's that, and then you made a change. You made a
Yeah,
change.
we moved Fight Club. The consensus was is that Friday nights were too busy with other games, family life, other things. So we took a vote and we moved Fight Club to Sundays. It hasn't actually improved all that much, but we're going to stick with it for a while and see what happens. So join us, Fight Club. Come to the Fighting Game Channel. Join the Roll Fight Club. Sunday nights we're throwing down. It's been some Street Fighter 6 and KOF 15. I'm also down to play MK11 still, Virtua Fighter 5, Killer Instinct. Hopefully, when Killer Instinct gets that update, that'll get some more people interested. I don't have MK1 yet. I'm sure that'll go on sale. If not Black Friday digitally, it'll be like that Christmas sale, and then I'll grab MK1. Because I am looking forward to that.
I think I know what the problem is. It's still too damn hot outside, and nobody really wants to go fighting when it's hot outside. So when the
Maybe.
weather cools down, everybody's gonna want to cuddle up and, get a little fighting going on to get the,
Maybe.
that's it.
We'll
That's
see.
it.
It's weird. We were hitting a peak of people coming, and then Street Fighter 6 came out, and I thought that would like be the thing that would keep everybody, and instead it like just kind of imploded. So, I don't know.
All right. I mean, it's just there's too many damn games and people are busy with life right
Yeah,
now.
that
So
could
it
be
just
it too.
sucks in a lot of ways. But alrighty, well, come join, hop on Fight Club, come join our Discord server at theadultgamer.com. We love to have you. We talk video games, we talk food, we talk a little bit of hobbies and life things. So feel free to join us and let's have some fun chatting about games. But Hop, last time we recorded, we kind of stumbled into a conversation that I thought was, well, actually, you said, hey, write it down. Let's talk about it next time. So I wrote it down, and that is rushing through games. And the conversation kind of went a little something like this. We were talking about Starfield, we were talking about some other games, and the notion came out of people just kind of like burning through the game to say they've done it, they beat it, right?
And right.
And not really.
So they don't have FOMO.
Yeah. So and also just not really like letting it digest, letting the juices of the game soak back in, so you could really just appreciate the art and the joy that these creators took time to make. And I was just kind of like, this is a topic, right? Why do people do that? And, you know, what, you know, have you ever had the vibe to rush through a game in your life? You know, just to say I completed the game within 5 days of it being out. And like, is that a badge of honor for you? I don't know, man. Like, it's just wild to me that people are wired that way. And I'm not saying that they don't get enjoyment, and I'm not trying to say that they're doing it wrong, because hell, play a game however way you want to play it. If you want to play it on bongo drums, you know, if you want to, you know, get through it as fast as possible and move on to the next game, then you do you. But to me, it's just a little strange because you don't really get to enjoy it. So, Hop, that's my little rant on rushing games. Where do you stand on this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of the same. The only time I've ever rushed through a game was because I was so engrossed in the fucking game that I couldn't stop playing it. I've never rushed through a game simply to try and be first or to avoid spoilers or anything like that with a game. Usually if I'm rushing through a game, it's not that I'm rushing because I'm trying to beat it as fast as possible. It's because I'm addicted to either the characters or the gameplay, or something has me hooked on the game to the point where I don't want to put it down.
I think that's a little different.
Yeah, like that's how it was with me for both of the Spider-Man games recently on the PS5. Like I just fell in love with that world they created and the story and the characters. Or hell, like Halo, when I first got Halo 1, I think I beat that game the first day because I couldn't stop playing. I was blown away by how awesome it was.
Yeah, and but it was also like an 8-hour game. Too, so
true,
you could do that.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you could also. I was gonna age myself here. I was in my 20s, so I could stay up all night and do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think like what we really got to was like with Starfield, people just mainlined the main missions. Like they didn't do anything but just main mission until they got to the end, so they could get to the new game plus as if it was necessary to get there. And I felt like that's where we were just like, that's just kind of,
I mean, some strange. People are just power gamers like that, where they have to, if they know there's a better version or stronger version of the loot or the character or something that you get by doing something else in the game to get there, they'll do it.
Yeah,
you know, okay. To have that, I know there's some changes in the two Spider-Man games. When you get to New Game Plus, there's certain things you can do, certain abilities you have, and it changes certain things. And, you know,
I guess that's a perspective I didn't think about. Oh, okay.
But I do think a lot of people generally sometimes just rush through the game just because they want to. Maybe they either want to see the end or they want to brag that they beat it before their friends. Maybe they're avoiding spoilers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I've never like purposefully like rushed a game like to the point where I didn't even want to play it and I'm just trying to rush through it.
I think my version of rushing through a game is like Diablo 4, several of Fallout 3 and 4, probably maybe more 4 than 3. You know, any of these like huge, large open world games, Red Dead Redemption 2 was definitely another one where I got so engrossed in the early part of the game that I did everything. If like a little thing popped up that said there's a tiny ass side quest over here, I went and did it. If I saw a rabbit in Red Dead, I went and chased it and hunted that Peter Rabbit down and skinned him and took him back and, you know, sold his pelt for money. I did every little thing early on in those games, and then it got to a point where like a switch just kind of flips, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to play the story and be done with it, right? Like, but I spent, you know, probably 75% of my playtime doing all the nuance and little things and finding every side quest I could possibly do before I got to the point where, nah, I think it's time to beat this game and be done with it, right? And that's, and I don't really rush through it. I just stopped doing all the side quests. Like, now I see some stranger on the side of the road dying from a snake bite. I'm just like, screw you, man. I got to go do this mission. I got to be done. So you can just die from your snake bite. I'm not going to worry about you anymore. Whereas before I would have helped him, you know? So I got tunnel vision at a certain point for the story. So that's kind of the way I rushed through the game. So, all right. That was kind of my big revelation at the end of the last episode, but you, sir, said you had some gears that you wanted to talk about that are grinding you right now. So talk about
I just remembered, or you know, they released Payday 3 on Game Pass last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but did they really release it?
Right, it's coming. It's releasing on Game Pass. It's multiplayer from the start. Right, and a bunch of us, like, the trailer looked cool. McSwitch and I were like, this is going to be fun. This looks awesome. This will be, like, just something to change up the usual, either, you know, playing Call of Duty or whatever we're playing. So all of us install it. We go to play it. It makes you sign up for an account on their servers. And I was like, ugh. That was, like, one of the more annoying things. I was like, you can't just use my Xbox Live and link it. No, you have to make your own thing, whatever. Nobody could get in the game. You start looking online on Reddit, and basically their servers were not ready for the amount of people were on Game Pass to play the game. And that just blows me away that they, A, agree to be on Game Pass, or Microsoft pays them to be on Game Pass. Okay, so they're going to be on Game Pass. B, they don't have all of those servers ready, knowing that if it goes on Game Pass, there's so many amount of Game Pass subscribers. Surely, when a new game like that hits, at least 30% of the subscribers are probably going to play it on day one, right? Bare minimum, if not 50%. And then C, why the F didn't Microsoft say, hey, if you're going to have this game on Game Pass, we need to make sure we have enough servers. Like, you know what I mean? So, because you couldn't even play an offline mode. The game had to connect to a server to let you play anything. And since nobody could connect to us, I literally stared at a menu, waited 20 minutes. Like, people said, if you wait 20 minutes, you might get in. I tried a couple times. I just uninstalled it. So,
yeah, this is a cautionary tale of modern gaming in a lot of ways. But, yeah, I remember watching the tweets come out, the people in our Discord talk about it, like, this game is busted, you can't get in it. And all right, sometimes, right, game comes out, the launch may not be smooth, you know, maybe a day or two goes by and then everything's fine, right? I think they're still having issues with it, right? It's a week or 2 weeks later, and it's still struggling.
They announced the other day that it's finally fixed, but I don't care anymore. Like, this is the problem when you launch games in this state. Like, sometimes you do that, and the gamers go, oh, well, I can't play it, and then they move on to something else. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The juice ain't worth the squeeze. Like, I feel bad because it looked cool, but I'm not going to go. Like, it's kind of like you touch a hot stove, you don't want to put your hand on a hot stove again. It's kind of like, no, I'm not doing that again. That was stupid.
What do you mean? You don't go over there and just pick up the tea kettle barehanded every time from the sides? And, you know, just. I'm a man.
I mean, it's just hard when there's this many good games coming out, like we were just talking about, and you release a game and your game doesn't work,
100%.
It gets pushed to the bottom of the pile. Like, it's like, well, I'm not even going to bother with that. If your game doesn't work, I'm going to move on to the next one that does.
Like, you know, I remember downloading it preloading it, thinking, you know, when it releases, I might be able to find a night where I can squeeze in an hour and see if what the
because it looked
it is,
cool.
Right?
The trailers looked fun. Like I was like, oh, this could be.
And
really
I never
fun.
Played Payday 2, and I heard it had.
Neither did I.
It had its moments, right? So I was like, hey, let's try it out. And it's still on my Xbox because I haven't turned my Xbox on in a week. So maybe I don't know when I finally turn it on. I might try to boot it up and just see if it works. I may not play it. I just may see if it works, just to, you know, say, hey, it works, and then uninstall it because I have too many other games to play. So you're right, man. Like, if you have an online game, you gotta have a system to get yourself out the door, at least in a way that a 50 to 75% of your player base can get in there and enjoy it, so they can at least tell everybody else that it is a good game, right?
Right. I just couldn't believe that it didn't even have like a failover to an offline mode so that you could play like tutorials or some kind of score, like anything that would allow me to experience the gameplay and maybe practice. Like, no, literally, no, you could not do shit.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is fucking broken.
That's, you know, I guess that goes into another topic of, you know, the next time we talk, maybe we put this on the back burner, but the always online, you know, that we're slowly heading towards, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in many ways, we're already there, but there still is a offline component to a lot of games, so, which is nice. But you're right. Like, why can't you have your the word is now impossible for me to say.
Some sort of training mode or some sort of score mode or some sort of single player activity that you could play offline.
Like, if you're a shooter, I'm going to say this right now. If you are a shooter, I feel like you should have a firing range mode built into your game that has, you don't even have to have all the weapons, because, hey, you may want some weapons kind of hidden behind a surprise factor, and I understand that. But at least like a firing range mode that you could just go out there and you could shoot the basic handgun, the basic, you know, AR of some kind, and pop off a few rounds, shoot a couple things, and then maybe as time goes on, you unlock all the weapons. But I don't know. That was one of my biggest gripes with Hunt early on, was like, there was no way for me to test weapons to enjoy it. And then all of a sudden they released this tweet, like, we're adding a firing range to Hunt. And
oh, they, yeah, that's, and they did. Yeah, that's so awesome.
And now I can test all the weapons and learn how they fire through material or different types of material and their range and get used to the sway of certain things. And I was like, see, they get it. They get it. I mean, granted, the game's been out for 5 years and they finally added it, but hey, I started playing this year, so it worked for my benefit, right? And oh, speaking of Hunt, they're going to release a next gen update hop, and it's free. If you're
I know.
In the game. So
yeah,
you got to come back.
I'm hoping that improves. Yeah, I'm hoping that improves some of the movement and the gunplay a little bit. I think that's my main reason why I don't play that game nearly as much, is it just feels clunky to me, like, in not a fun way clunky.
I enjoy
the atmosphere is.
I enjoy the heaviness of the guns, and the movement is so heavy because you're not elite operators, but though the guns are pretty wild in that game, because they have a legit bullet time travel to it that takes some getting used to, because that was McSwitch's biggest issue. He hated how long it, if he fired a bullet, he's like, it should have hit, but it didn't because it traveled. So,
yeah,
it's just a very different style of shooting. But anyways, this isn't the Hunt show. Online games should work for the majority of players coming in right off the launch.
I mean, if you want to make an online game and not have your servers work day one, that's just bad on you. Because all that does is, like, basically everybody I know that was going to play that game has now uninstalled it because it didn't work for any of us for the first 48 hours.
Yeah, hard drive space, that took up like 30 gigs of hard drive space. Man, that stuff is prime real estate when it comes to the greatest year of gaming, right? You know,
Right? That's what I mean.
Can't mess around with that. So, alrighty, sir. I appreciate you joining me for another episode of the TagCast. I know it's been a month since we sat down and recorded, and we talked earlier, and the goal is to do one a month, especially at the beginning of the month, and then we'll see if we can squeeze in another one. But life has just got me by the gonads right now, so I am busy. So TagCast will be once a month for the time being. Hopefully I can maintain that production schedule for the show, and then we'll squeeze in something here and there if we can. So we'll go through some maybe show formats, changes to accommodate a once a month show. But I appreciate you, sir, for hanging in with me as I figure out my new life. And
it's all good.
And I appreciate those of you that keep listening to the TagCast. You're a small but mighty crew, and we hope that you enjoy our show and can give us feedback on how we do and what we got going on. So, Hop, anything you want to say before we shut this thing down?
No, man. Let's rock and roll. Just come play some Xbox with us. Hit us up on the Tag Discord.
Yep.
Hit me up if you're playing Warzone, Halo, Street Fighter, etc. Come to the Tag Discord. Name is Hoptimus. You'll find me there. You can find my Xbox Live tag. And
yeah. All right. Well, he's Hop and I'm Finn. Until next time, catch you on the flippity flip.
Or I'm Hop and he's Finn.